We are on Daf, Samach Beis, by the Mishnah. Amadlik es hagodish. Here the Mishnah means a person was madlik b'seich shaloi. Samach ayon and Samach Aleph amad Beis, yeah. Amadlik es hagodish v'hoyu boi kelim v'dolku. We're speaking about someone was madlik an eish b'seich shaloi. Went into Steich Aveiroi, the burnt Agodish, Vahoyu by Kalim, and there were Kalim, Tmunim, in the Godish, Vidolku, and these Kalim got burnt. Rav Yehuda Oimer, Mishalim, Masha, Besoichoi, this is Rav Yehuda we had heard, Rav Yehuda holds that Eish is Chayev and Tomo. Vachachomim oimrim einoi mishalim ela godish shel chitim oi shel sa'irim. Whatever materials the godish, if it was chitim or sa'irim, that's what he pays. As she says, im chitim chitim, im sa'irim sa'irim. Case number two. Hoyo gdi kofos loi ve'eved samuch loi. There was a gdi that was kafus to the godish. The eved samuch loy, there was an eved that was near the godish. He wasn't kafus. The nisraf imoy, and they were burnt together with the godish. Chayev, so the chayev and everything. Chayev and the gdi and the godish. And the Eved Potter, because the Eved Hoyeloi Levroyach. Eved Kofos Loi, Ugdi Samuch Loi, Venisraf Imai Potter. Now let us see Rashi. Hoy Ugdi Kofos Loi, Chayev Al Hagdi. Ye Chayev and the Gdi. The Bale Chayim Nami Israbu Meoi Hakome. Kol Bale Koime, so Ye Chayev and the Gdi. Umishim dekomlei bidarabenei lekele miftarei, the patrim and the gdi, since he killed the evet, deine chayev misale evet, there's no chayev misale evet, the hoyel ve'enei kofus, since the evet was not tied, hoyel oylev royach. So he should have run away, so that's called iu ba'azik anafshei, I didn't kill him. He had an opportunity to run away. Upata olav mimise, so this ptur hoyel lebroyach patters him from an einish mise, and also mitashlumim, it also patters for paying for the eved. The same lumdis iu daazik anamshe hoyel lebroyach. So in the ratio we're chayev and the gdi, and we are potter and the eved. Avol hoya eved kofus loy. What is if the eved is kofos loy? Potter afilu alagdi valagodish. If the eved is kofos, then he'd be potter on the gdi and godish. The chayiv misa leved, because he's chayiv misa leved, the chsiv nokim yinokim. Become lay bidarab mine. So then, since he's chayiv misa on the eved, so the chayiv tashlumim, he's not chayiv tashlumim. Vafilu loy hisru boy. Even there was no hasra, she'enoi nerak, the madlik is not nerak, or kaimolam, the chayvei misa yishogigim pturim, you don't need a chiyev misa bepoyol to pata tashlumim, the chayvei misa yishogigim also pata. Ubegdi, leishonilon ben kofus lesha'enei kofus. Now Rashi says that what it says, Ugdi samuchloi. The reason Rashi says your potter for the gdi is only alskimle b'darabmane. By a gdi, there is no taina to say hoyeloi levroyach. Because a gdi, Rashi shita is before that a gdi is alav bardas. So memele, a filu with samuch, it also doesn't have the seichel to run away. So Mamela, so the reason your potter on the Gdi is only as Kimle Bidarabne. Without Kimle Bidarabne, we'd be chayv on the Gdi, even though the Gdi is samuch. ובגדי לישון אילון בין קופוס לשעיני קופוס, עיני קופוס would also be חייב without the din of kimle b'darab m'nei. ואיידי דנוקת בעבד, מסתם הסינסן, the first בובב, we said by עבד סמוך ובגדי קופוס, so in the second בובב we say עבד קופוס ובגדי סמוך, נוקת בגדי. But in Emerson, the samuch is not a siba lifto. That's one mahalach. Ve'ike da'amri, Narashi brings down a second mahalach, b'gdi nami davke nokat samuch pata. Agdi ya only pata because it was samuch. Da'hoye lo'y levroyach. V'hochi kama, ho'ye eved kofus lo'y. The second case that we say is Potter speaking about two distinct cases. Hoya Eved Kofus Loi. Oy Gdi Samuch Loi. That means the Philo David wasn't Kofus, David was Samuch. Oy Gdi Samuch, or there wasn't an Eved Bechlal. Oy Gdi Samuch Loi Potter. So Ye Potter and the Gdi, because Oy Loi Lebroich. Ba'af al Gav, the Poshit, Bishili Perik Shaini, the Gemara says in the end of the second Perek, just like if a person puts a gecheles on someone else's beged, he's chayiv to pay. So who adin, if you put a gecheles on a shoyer, you're also chayiv to pay. And we don't say that the shoyer should have shaken off the gecheles. No, we say that he's potter. We say that he's chayiv, that the Bala Gecheles is chayiv, because it seems a shoyer does not have the seichel to shake it off. So we see that a Bal Chai is not capable of rescuing himself. That's what the Gemara says in Soy Perik Sheini. And here Rashi is saying, a Gdi Samuch Loi alone is potter because Soy Loi Levroyach. So what is the difference between Agdi Samuch Loi and Shoyre Kimamoyne? Dimenir Gecheles Olov V'nisraf Chayiv. Bala Gecheles is Chayiv. So Rashi says it matters. Hosam hu deiniach al gabe shoyer. There it's speaking about he put a Gecheles on, seems on the back of the shoyer. Loi hoyo loi le shoyer lito. The shoyer did not have an eitzah to take it off. So memele, so therefore, it's considered that that's why the Bala Gecheles is Chayiv. Avol hocha hoya loy levroyach. But a Gdi that sees a fire coming towards him, so much seichel a Gdi has to run away from the fire. And if the Gdi did not run away, so it's called Iyadazik Anafshei. So that's the second lashon of Rashi. Zakt Mishnah weiter. Umaydim chachomim l'Rabbi Yehuda b'madlik ha-sabire shumishalim kol ma shebesoicha. That means even though we had in the first bove that the chachomim hold that you potter to pay for the kelim atmunim, but if a person was madlik as sabira, shumishalem kol ma'ashe b'soicha, so there you will pay for the kelim. Shekein derech b'nei odom loniach bebatim. Because that's a davar rogel, that people keep kelim in batim. Omar Rav Kahane machloikes b'madlik b'soich shaloi, the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, our person was madlik b'seich shaloi, v'holcha v'ochla b'seich shal chaveiroi. Rabbi Yehuda machayev aniskei tomun be'ish. So therefore Rabbi Yehuda says, v'oyu by kelim v'dolku, so Rabbi Yehuda also pay for the kelim. V'rabbonon potri, and the Rabbonon pater, תמו. אבל במדליק בסייך של חברי. But what is if a person is madlik בסייך של חברי? That means he went into Yenim's Rishus, perhaps not for such a Rishistic intent. He wanted to cook something. He was afraid if he'll make the fire in his Rishus, he might damage the lawn. So he went to Yenim's Rishus to make the fire to cook. And then, Lamaisa, the fire spread, and he was Mazik Yenim's Godish. Avon b'madlik, b'soich shal chaveiroi divrei hakel mishalim kol ma shebisoichem. There's no machlokes of tomun. There the chachamim are also moide that yechayiv al tzom. So what does Rashi say? B'soich shal chaveiroi. Ein lo rishus, he has no right to go into Yenim's rishus. Bahavi kima'abed biyodai. So others loim shat, nachlas David, nafchav beis, seems the pnei Yeshua, viz rishonim by us, raivet, rabbein yonison. That seem to say that falls into the category of other mamazik. So then, lamai said is very good. So, of Kahana saying, if a person is madlik b'seich shaloi, that's the parsha of Eish. That means he had a right to be madlik to Eish. He should have watched it better. He didn't watch it. So that's the mazik of Eish. Shmiros nolecha. He didn't watch it properly. So that's the hilchaseyan of Eish, that Eish is potar antom. But if it's be madlik b'seich shal chaveiroi, this bechlal is not the mazik of Eish. This is Odom HaMazik. By Odom HaMazik, there's no tool of Tomo. And perhaps we can, would seem like this from the Nachlas David and Afchav Beis. That means let us just refresh our memory that we had in the second Perek, Machloikas Ishem Ishem Chitzov Ishem Ishem Bamoinoi. If the mazik of Eish is Chayev Atzkilu, it's Odom HaMazik. Or if it is Mamon HaMazik. Now, we have over here, so the Gemara said over there that if you hold that it's Ishem Ishem Chitzov, so it's Odom HaMazik, so what is the case that you're Potter and Tomon? So the Gemara says, in the case of Kololoi Chitzov, that there was, Bishas, he was Madlik the Eish, there was a Kaisel, so we can, and then later the Kaisel fell, Shaloi Mahmas Eish, so now he's Chayiv Mishum Mamoinai. So the Parsha of Tomon, if we hold Ishai Mishum Chitzov, so the Parsha of the Ptur Tomon is talking about Kololoi Chitzov, that it's not Chitzov. So, let us explain the memra of Rav Kahane, according to Rashi. Rav Kahane says, Machloikes b'madlich b'soich shaloi, then the Chachamim hold, and you're potter on Tomon. So we have to say, you're potter on Tomon, one of the two, either we hold Ishem Yishum Mamoinoi, or it is a case that Kololoi Chitzov, and therefore it is Zichar Mamoinoi, and Mamoinoi is Potter and Tom. That's what we have to say. That's the case of the Reisha. Va'afal Pikein, Hidlik B'soich Shal Chaveiroi, in the same scenario, see the Kololoi Chitzav, where I hold Yishem Yishum Mamoinoi, here Rashi says, Yechayv Alts Odom HaMazik. So, from the Nachlas David, it would seem that the whole pilpul ishem ishum chitzov is dafke if really he was madlik the ish beheta, he was pesheya bishmirosoi, so there you need a lumdus of chitzov, and it loses the lumdus of chitza if it's kolal chitza. But if I go into yenim's reshus shaloi bershus, so that is called adam amazik, even though it's, I mean, it's the Eish that did it. I mean, it's not, it's called Odom HaMazik. It's Amor Yudik HaChiddush. We have to appreciate this. This is called Odom HaMazik, even though it's not me. It's an Eish and a Ruach Metzuyah. But if the Hadlaka was Shaloi Bershus, then that Havik, the Havik Kima Abed B'Yadayim, that doesn't fall into the category of Eish. This is a din of Odom HaMazik. And therefore there's no Ptur Tomo. This is what Rav Kahane said. Omale Rove, so Rove said, if that's true, Ihochi Adetoni Seife Moide Chachomim Rav Yehude B'madlika Sabira Shemishalim Kol Mashe B'Seicho Shekein Terech Bnei Odom Loniach Bebotim Liflaik velisni bedido, bamedvor mamurim, bemadlik beseich shaloi, vaholcha vaochlo beseich shal chaveiroi. Avo madlik beseich shal chaveiroi, divrehakel mishalim koma shahoyo beseich. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, so Rav Estakashe, it says in the Sefer, B'madlika sabira, b'soich shal chaveirayhu. Madlika sabira is speaking about b'soich shal chaveiray. The Rishayim bin Gerai, how do we know that madlika sabira is speaking about b'soich shal chaveiray? Because if it's not b'soich shal chaveiray, so this lomdis, Shekein derech neyodim laniach bebotim does not matter, but it's still tomo. It is still tomo. Hamadlik hasagodish voye voy kalim is speaking about afilu, the kalim that people are matmin in a godish. Afal pikein, the chachamim hold your potter out's tomo. The ptur tomo has nothing to do with Darkei laniach ain't darkei laniach. There's a ptur tomon, it's not begoloi. So the Chachamim are telling us that madlik es habira, since it's darkei, so you chayev to pay. So your darkei nish darkei, but it's tomon. He just said before in the reisha that tomon is potter. So al kochoch you have to say that b'seich shel chaveiroi. Yechayiv Antomon, according to the Chachamim. Akoch, you have to say this. So now let us see Rashi. B'madlik esabira, b'seich shal chaveirayu, if Yechayiv and the kelim shebeseich, Akoch, it has to be speaking about with madlik b'seich shal chaveir. Fafilohochi yoiv tam, mishum dederech b'nei odom laniach kelim bebatim. And he said a reason. So there's no ptur of tamun. And he said a reason that derech nei odom laniach kelim bebatim avol godish loy. But a godish, when it's not the derech kelim, that's not the derech to put into a godish. It seems to come out your potter. Now, if you're telling me, Rav Kahane said, Avol b'madlik b'soich shal chaveiroi divrei hakel mishalim kol mashe b'soichoi, which is a very broad statement. That means about divrei hakel, everyone agrees to pay kol mashe b'soichoi, which means afilu kelim, which are not rogel to be tomon there. That's what Kahane said. So liflig velisne bedido begodish lashmi inon afal pi shein derech lahat min boy chayev hoyu behidlik leseich shal chaveiroi vachoshkein biro. Why did he have to speak about a biro? So lachayre from Rashi we see so far that Rashi had learned Pshat, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Amadlik as Agodi Shvoye by Kalem Bedolkoi, Rabbi Yehuda Ime Mishale Mashe Besoichoi, Rabbi Yehuda did not differentiate what kind of Kalem there were in the Godish. Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about Afilo Kalem, which normally are not hidden in the Godish. You also chayiv to pay. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of a ptur of Kalem Shein Regilim Liyesham. He doesn't hold of such a ptur. Now, Rav Kahane said, and the Chachomim HaChoylik, they hold this, first of all, it's Potarot's Tomo. So Rav Kahane said, so the whole machloikis between the Chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda is davke b'seich shalai. If it's b'seich shal chaveiroi, divrei hako, everyone agrees. So everyone agrees means that the Chachomim agree to whatever Rabbi Yehuda said by b'seich shalai, the Chachomim agree b'seich shal chaveiroi. Now, Rav Yehuda b'seich shaloi did not differentiate what kind of kalim there were in the Godish. V'hoyu boy kalim. So Rav Yehuda holds Yechayev on all kalim. So if the Chachomim are moide to Rav Yehuda by b'seich shal chaveiroi, so say the same case of Rav Yehuda. But a Godish b'seich shal chaveiroi da moide. That was Rav's kasha. Begodish lashmin and afal pi she'ain derech lahatmin b'chayiv. Oyel vehidlik l'seich shal chaveiroi. V'chol shkein bira. Why did the chachomim, when moidem chachomim, they mentioned a unique case, kalim, which are rogel to be there. But kalim, which are not rogel to be there, it seems, afilu b'seich shal chaveiroi, they also hold its potter. So bekitzer, you Rav Kahane that said, that besides shal chaveiroi, there's no machloikis between the Chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah seems that you're wrong, because when we did come to a moedim, and the moedim has to be besides shal chaveiroi, else bira would be potter al tzomo. So it has to be besides shal chaveiroi, but then we're only mechayev, kelim shedech neodim lo niach bebotim. Elo Omar Rove Betarti Pligi. There's a double machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachom. Pligi b'madlik b'seich shaloi, v'holcha v'ochlo b'seich shal chaveiroi. Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv atomun b'eish, Rabbi Yehuda holds eishes chayiv atomun. V'rabbonen sovri loy mechayiv, Rabbonen hold yinat chayiv atomun. Upligi nami b'madlik b'shal chaveiroi. Rabbi Yehuda sovar mishalem kol ma shebisoichoi by a godish. Afilu arniki. Rabbi Yehuda holds you pay for an arniki even though it's not rogel to hide an arniki in a godish. Rabbonon sovri kelim shedarkom lahatmin b'godish. Kelim, which one could expect, or suspect, that they're Toman and the Godish. Kigoin meirigin uchli boko hude mishalim. That's what you pay in b'seich shal chaveiroi. Kelim shein darkon lahat me begodish loy mishalim. Let us see what Rashi says. Betarti pligi. Pligi b'madlik b'seich shaloi. Upotri rabonon. Afilu kelim shedarkam lahatmin begodish. Dog zeiris hakosavu detomun be'eish potah. V'Rab Yehuda, now, in Rab Yehuda, in besoich shaloi, mechayiv atomun, number one. In number two, besoich shaloi, ubekelim, loishna oison she'ein darkam lahatmin, Veloishna oison shedarkon lahatmin, yoso chayiv. And it doesn't matter if these kalim are rogel to be there or not rogel to be there, yechayiv. Biro migdol godol, meirigin, keroshim, nekuvim, ubehen yeseidois, vidoshit behem esatruim. So these meirigin, they used to take be matman them in the Godish. They belong there. So, let's just be ma'irer ashtikol ha'ore. It is very, very interesting. The way Rove is saying pshat, according to Rashi, the machloikes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda holds besoich shaloi, the chiv is als eish. And the chiv is als eish, va'af al pikein, yechayv antom, fine, he doesn't hold of the drosha of the bimayet, makom and the goli, fine, he doesn't hold this drosha. So yechayv antom, number one. And but number two, he says, yechayv an kalim, which normally one would not expect that they're tomon there. Yechayv afilu an aniki begodish. Yechayv an that also. The Chachamim hold, B'seich shall I forget about it, say you put her out tomon. But B'seich shall chavere, within the chiv is als odom amazik, so if I state that the p'tur tomon is not existent, but there's another p'tur, there's a p'tur by odom amazik of kalim, which are not logal to be there. So this is taka amoyradike machloikes minakotze lakotze. One would think, Adam amazik, Adam would, but loylam, this is bachlala amoyradike chidish. I didn't know that there's kalim there. And he had no right to do what he did side by side. But since here we have amoyradike chidish of the chachomim, even though it's Adam amazik, he's potter. If lehavle lasuki adaitai, that is an aniki there. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that afilu by eish is chayev on that. So it's a very interesting machloikes. It's a machloikes min akotze al akotze. Let us see Tosfos. Live like velisni bedido. Vim toima. Hashto nami kom miflik bedido. Bemadlik b'seich shaloi. Now, Tosfos in the Kasha held, Tosfos in the Kasha held as follows. Rav Kahane said that the whole machlokes between Rav Yehud and the Chachomim is b'seich shaloi. B'seich shal chaveiroi, everyone agrees. So Rove said that if that's the case, so why does it say Amoidim Chachomim Rabbi Yehuda B'madlik Es Habiro speak about Godish and say Amoidim Chachomim Rabbi Yehuda B'madlik Es HaGodish Liflik V'lisne B'dido? So Tosfos and the Kasha held, he wants to tell us that B'madlik B'seich Shelo Yechayev by Biro. So you want to say, you should tell us, to tell us by Malik as a Godish, there's a difference between Shaloi and Shal Chaveiroi. So he's telling us by Godish, there's a Chilk Shaloi Shal Chaveiroi. But no, so Tosfos says, no, he wants to tell you that by Shaloi, there's a Chiv between Godish and Bire. That's Tosfos Kash. So Tosfos held, the Kashe, that Bira speaking about B'seich Shaloi, V'ptei Mashtanami Kamaflik, B'dido, B'madlik, B'seich Shaloi. He wants to tell you that Madlik, B'seich Shaloi, you are Chayiv on Bira, even though you're Potter on the Kalim of the Godish. V'yesh Loima, Sotaisa says, no, Da'al Kochoch Seife, B'seich B'seich Shal Chaveire Madlik. The Seife is not speaking about Madlik, B'seich Shaloi. The Seif is speaking about B'seich B'seich Shal Chaveiroi. The Ibe Madlik B'seich Shaloi. Av Opi Shederech Bnei Odom Laniach Bebotim. Even though it's a Derech Bnei Odom Laniach Bebotim, Hoya Potter. Doktoni Reishe V'chachomim Oimrim Einei Mishalim Elo Godish Shal Chitim Oy Godish Shal Seirem. The Chachomim say in the Reishe, you only pay for a Godish. Mashme dafilu meirigin uchliboko shederech laniach begodish loy mishalim. If the Chachomim said in the Reisha, you only pay for a Godish, so the Chachomim tell us that the Madlik B'Seich Shaloi, you're potter to pay for the Kalim, that's the Gilam Liyosham. You're potter to pay for Meirigin Ekli Baka. So what is Pshat in the Sefer that you pay for the Kalim and the Bire? She can't derech bnei odom lo niach bebotim. So why are you chaylik by Godish, even though it's derech bnei odom lo niach merigim begodish? So al kochach we have to say that the case of Bira is speaking about is madlik besef shal chaveroi. So that's Yisoid number one. Tosfos is saying that Bira al Kochoch has to be speaking about Madlik Besech Shal Chavere. Because if it would be Besech Shaloi, so the Kalim and the Bira would also be Potter al Tomo. The Chazanish Klaus Ashayla, what is the case of Tomon by a Bira? He says if you have the Kalim in the house, you have the sofa in the dining room, is that called Tomon? Because you have to go through the door in order to see it, is that called Tomon? Or maybe once he wants to say that Tomon, the life, it would seem like that, like whatever's in the house is Tomon. Unless maybe you have a picture window, but like this, it's Toma. Chazanish wants to be mitzadid. In the Bira means that what's in the closet, not what's in the reines. That could be his called Toma. But Al Kaponim Taisvi says, we see that the Chachamim hold Madlik B'Seich Shaloi. You never pay for the Kalim which are in the Godish, even though these are Kalim Rigilim Liyosha. And here it says that you do pay for the Kalim and the Bira because the Kalim Ligilim Liyosham. So Al Kochach, we have to say that the Chachamim are speaking about Madlik B'Seich Shal Chaveir. Vahashte, so now Tosfos says, B'chol Inyan Shenamid Divrei Rav Kahane Porich Robe Olei Shapir. Now, however, we'll understand Rav Kahane, Rove Estakash. De'im rotzoloima Rav Kahane. If Rav Kahane understood, machloikis b'seich shaloi. Rav Kahane learned the machloikis is b'seich shaloi, upligim b'moirigim uchliboka. And could be Rav Kahane held, a full according to Rabbi Yehuda, you only chayev and Merigin ukliboka, because it's Rogaliyesha. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, because he doesn't know of the Ptur Tomo, Bechachomim Poitri. Avo Madlik Bishel Chaveiroi, Afilo Rabbonon Mechayvin Amerigin ukliboka. That means there's no Ptur Tomo, and this is a Dover Rogaliyesha. That's what Rav Kahane is saying. As Rav Kahane understood, I mean, Rava didn't understand how Rav Kahane held, but if Rav Kahane held that Rav Yehuda is only Mechayev Kalim Harigilim Liyosham, and the Chachamim Patar Alts Tomun, and Bershus Chaver is no Ptur Tomim, so therefore you Mechuyev and the Kalim Harigilim Shom. So Rava asked the Kashas, why does it change the case and speak about a Bira? And can shape post the leaflet, but he don't because he shats me. The beer and amulet took me by Madlik Bishal Chaveiro. So speaking about Bishal Chaveiro, so why do you have to speak about a new case? Bishal Loi is speaking about God Bishal Chaveiro, Merigan Ekliboka. So say Bishal Chaveiro, Baidum Chachomim Bishal Chaveiro, that Yechayev and Merigan Ekliboka. That's if Rav Kahana learned that Rav Yehuda is only Mechayev, Merigan Ekliboka. So that's listening to me today. Why do you have to jump to a new case of Bira? Ve'im rotzo loyma Rav Kahane machloikis b'madlik b'seich shaloi de pligi afilo ba'arniki. If Rav Kahana held that Rav Yehuda holds that b'madlik pesesh lo yechayv afilu anan alniki, the Rav Yehuda mechayv afilpi den derech alniki laniach begodish. Rav Yehuda is mechayv even though a person does not put an alniki in a godish. Rav Yehuda it does not differentiate. He's chayv on all kelim, he's chayv on tomo. Verabonon potri afilu b'marigin kedefrishes. In the Chachomim pater afilu b'marigin, because it's tomo, mikol mokay, kshemisayim, but when Rav Kahane had said, avul b'madlik b'soich shel chaveiroi, divrei hakel means everyone, mishalem kol mashe b'soicho, so Rav Kahane is saying that Mishel Chaveiroi, the Chachomim are completely made to Rav Yehuda. Afilu ha'arniki namikoi, the mashme divrei hakel, which is inclusive, mishalim kol mashe besoiche l'rabonon kamay Rav Yehuda. So if that is the case, but that is what Rav Kahane is telling us, and if Rav Kahane holds that Rav Yehuda is machayev on all kelim, so why do you have to jump to a bire? Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about a godish and an arniki in a godish. Liflek velisne bididai. Yukar por shaper, liflek velisne bidido. The lash meinon, afilu arniki begodish, tein dalke laniach, tav revusa tvei. If you hold there's no machloikis, and that's the mashmois of your loshon, that there's no machloikis between the Chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda by Madlik Pesach Shal Chaveiroi, so the Mishnah did not have to mention a new case. Va'oit, not only the kasha is that the Mishnah wasn't necessary to mention a new case. No, shekosha loshen haMishnah. Diktoni, the Mishnah says, you know why the Chachomim amoide? Diktoni shederech bnei adam laniach bebotim. According to you, Rav Kahane, that for lein derech nami mechayv rabbonon b'madlik v'seif shel chaveiroi. So Bekitzer, Taisvis did not know. Taisvis saying Rava did not know exactly how Rav Kahane understood pshat and Rav Yehuda. If you chayv on all kelim, if you chayv only kelim regilim, but whatever the case is, he should not have changed the case when Umaydim Chachomim B'Sei Shal Chaveiroi, he should have said in the same case, Shechayiv, why did he jump to a different case? Elo Omar Rove Betarti Pligi. Pligi B'Madlik B'Sei Shaloi. There's a double machlekes. What's the machlekes B'Madlik B'Sei Shaloi? Drab Yudem Machayiv Afilu Arniki B'Godish She'ein Derech Lohaniyach. So Rove says, Rav Yehuda is mechayev afilu an arniki. Midinokat, how do we know, how did Rava know that Rav Yehuda is mechayev afilu arniki? Midinokat moide chomim b'madlik es habire, v'lekach nokat bire sheroitza limtsoi sheyechayvu rabonon afilu ba'arniki k'moy Rav Yehuda. Why did, it seems, they're not moide by an arniki begodish, because why you talk about a bire. But, so why are they talking about a bire? So they're talking about a bire to say, but I'm moide, you said you're chayv on an arniki. So, I'm moide to you chayv by an arniki. But you hold you chayv by an arniki, you have an arniki begodish. I'm moide to you chayv by an arniki bebire. Shekein derch neyodum laniach bebatim. And this was the hechach of Rav. Vi Rav Yehuda loy mechayev b'madlik b'seich shaloi elo davke b'merigin. So that was Rav's kash. Avo leflugi b'dido. So speak about merigin, the dodish. The leimed, the moidim, chachomim b'madlik dodish shal chaveiroi. The chayev b'merigin. Why do you have to change the case? Elo vadi mechayev Rav Yehuda b'madlik b'seich shaloi afilu ba'arniki b'dodish. So since the Rabbonin had mentioned Bire, because they want to say, we're made it to you, And you sometimes chayev by an arniki, but not by a godish, not by a bira. Rabbonin loy mechayev afilu b'meirigin, b'seir shaloi. Diktoni eini mishalem ala godish sholchitim. You only pay for the godish, so that's for ayim. You don't pay a filler for the merigin, even though it's dark and lanichasham. So that's one machloikis. The machloikis is yechayev and tomo. Pligi nami b'madlik b'seir shalchaveiroi. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev afilu ba'arniki begodish. Rabbon Eloi mechayev b'seir shalchaveiroi, ela b'moirigin shalchaveiroi, shedarkei laniach begodish, oi arniki bebayis, shedarkei laniach kolbobo bebat. Fine. So now Tosfos is saying, according to Rava, lemaise, according to Rava, Rabbi Yehuda holds b'seir shaloi, Yochayev Antomum Afilu Anarniki. That's not the derech. And the Chachomim is a double machlekes. Beseir Shaloi Yepoter Antomum. Beseir Shal Chaveira Yochayev Antomum, but Yepoter Anadovo, that's not Rogeli Yesha. Now, what is the reason of the machlekes? Vitamayu Yesh Leforish. The Rabbi Yehuda Loipoter Betomun Klal. There's no Ptur of Tomun. So, Memeo, there's no Ptur of Tomun. So, Yechayev. In Rabbi Yehuda, does not differentiate what's the Chilik. There's no Ptur of Tomun. So, what's the Chilik? What is in the Godish? Just like all other Mazikin. There's a Mirdik Akasha from the Ramban. All other Mazikin, let's say there'll be a case of shame and regal, there'll be something tomon in the godish. There'll be something tomon there. There'll be chayev also. This by it's your regal, not regal. There's no such thing by all the mazikim. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that. There's no ptur tamun, period. If there was kalim there, it was mazik yechayev. I mean, the chiv is, you should have watched your eish. I didn't know you had there $1,000 in the godish. So the tviyah to you is not on the thousand. The tviyah is, you should have watched your eish. If you didn't watch your eish, you're responsible for whatever your eish did. Just like this is Bemis and the Rambat's Kash, you should watch your share. If your share was mazik tamun, we have to pay. Verabonon, and the Rabbana now, what needs explanation is the Rabbana. The Rabbana on b'madlik b'seich shaloi potri, ki demash mekro, ki seitzei eish, ba'ayri de madlik b'seich shaloi. The posik seems, what's the type, seitzei, it went out of his rishus. He was madlik in his rishus. He was madlik b'heter. He didn't watch it properly. It went out. And on that, there is a ptur of tamun, makoma begoli. Avol b'madlik b'seich shel chaveire. Madlik b'seich shel chaveire. So the posik, I mean, we have to, the chamim learned the posik very early. The posik is speaking about a case ki seitzayesh. Why did the posik have to mention ki seitzayesh, which is madlik b'seich sheloi? And the posik mentions a kula of tamun. So the Chachamim held, oh, that's pshat. The Seitzei Eish, since it was Madlik Beheter Beseich Shaloi, so there's a Ptur on Tomun. If he had no right to make the Eish, then there's no Ptur on Tomun. So they made a drash that the whole Ptur on Tomun is Dafke Ki Seitzei Eish. Avol B'Madlik Beseich Shal Chaveiroi, Mechayim B'Dover Shahatmin. Now, according to Tosfos, the chiyuv b'seir shel chaveiroi is eish, not odom ha-mazik, the way Rashi says. Tosfos learns the chiyuv is eish. But I'm a daik from the psukim, there's an eish shehidlik beheta, u'posha v'loi shoma, and there's a eish that hidlik be'is, he had no right b'chal to be madlik. So, and I see there's a kula of tomun, so I say the kula of tomun is by the eish hidlik beheta uposha b'shmirosoi. By the eish sheloi hidlik beheta, then there's no kula of tomun. ובדבר שאין דרכי. Now, Fataisa says, now how do the Chachamim know that Bishal Chaberoi is a new tour of Dovor Shein Darkoi? Patri Misvore. Lei Patra Misvore. Lei Boi Lei La Sukei Adaite Sheyeniach Odom Arneki Bekotish. A Svore, which is a very difficult Svore to understand. I had a mazik, and I'm going to watch my mazik. This guy, this is the Emerson, the Ramban's kasha. The Ramban asks, says, by share, there's such a p'tur, la havale la suki adaite, if the share would be mazik, it goes into a chotzer anizik, and there's an arniki and a godish, and the share will trample over the mazik with regal, the godish and the arniki, So there'll be a tool of Tom. I didn't know you put an arniki in your Godish. The chiv is, you have to watch your share, what said you didn't know. So lechayre, here the svar is, you had to watch your eish. So that's why you had a right now. So legabi the arniki in the Godish you put it to pay, because lahavle la suki adaite. About kaponim, we have to understand this is a shvera svara. Well, kaponim, that's how Taisva says. But then according to the Chachamim, there's a ptur of Tomon, which is b'seif shaloi. There's a ptur of lehavi lesuki adaita, which is b'seif shal chavayla. I'd just like to mention this akasha of Rabbi Kivega. We had learned yesterday that the Mishnah on the top of the Omid, Hamadlik b'seif shaloi ad kama saver hadleika. We learned a person was madlik b'seif shaloi. So how much of a buffer zone does he need that he doesn't have to worry, that he doesn't have to watch the eish? He could assume that the eish won't be masik. So we have here different shiurim. How much of an area is a buffer zone that he doesn't have to worry that the ace will be nispashit? 16 amas, 50 amas, 137 amas. Fine. We have here shiur. Zokta Rosh. But let's learn the Mishnah Elech. Amadlik besoich shaloi. That means he was madlik beheter. And then he left over a buffer zone. If it went over this buffer zone, he's potter. But what if it's madlik b'seif shal chaveiroi? Let's learn the Mishnah Elach. A person was madlik b'seif shal chaveiroi. Zichre, he wanted to cook his, he wanted to roast his frankfurters in this area, but from the godish of his chaveiroi, from the bir of his chaveiroi, that's a buffer zone. Zichre, then you'll be chayiv. Then you're chayiv. So frektach, Rabbi Kivega, so how does this stim? Here we say that it's potter and godi and an arniki begodish. The halah havelay asuki adaita bishal chaveiroi. I was bishal chaveiroi and I'm potter to pay for the godish because le havelay lasuki adaita that I'm potter to pay for the arniki and the godish because le havelay lasuki adaita there's an arniki there. Va'afal pikein, I'm chayev to pay on a godish, even though le'avale la'suki adait would go over the buffer zone. So how do we split the hair when it comes over, when it comes to the shayla that a person made a proper shmirah, and this is a proper shmirah b'soich shaloi, but b'soich shal chaveiroi, the Rosh says, don't tell me you made a proper shmirah, since he had no right to be madlik b'seif shal chaveiroi, you can't come with a teretz to lehavle lasuke adaite. And when it comes that he was mazik, the dava hanizik was lehavle lasuke adaite, he had to chachamim hold that you're potter. So Rabbi Kivega asks, what's the difference between the buffer zone and the dava hanizik? This is Rabbi Kivega's kash.